99.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden is reportedly considering using powers granted to presidents under a law passed in the early 1950s to limit immigration. CBS's Bo Erickson reports from the White House.
President Biden could announce limits on the asylum process, representing a sharp policy change for the president, as Mr. Biden campaigned on restoring the process. Sources tell CBS News these asylum limits are still being debated at the White House. However, if these asylum changes are enacted, these restrictions would likely face operational and legal challenges.
There's good news for some student loan borrowers, says CBS's Nancy Cordes, also at the White House.
About 150,000 Americans who took out student loans on the order of $12,000 or less and have been paying it off for more than 10 years would see the lingering debt simply forgiven. This gets added to hundreds of thousands of other Americans who have already experienced student loan forgiveness because they qualified in other ways.
Most of the country's estimated 8.5 million diabetics rely on insulin to survive. Although the cost was recently capped at $35 a month, many diabetics don't qualify, says CBS's Roxana Saberi, who spoke with a woman whose daughter is dependent on insulin.
I think I just sat there like... not medically necessary. This is her heir.
But families on the Facebook group that she runs for diabetes patients gave her a tip. She could download a coupon to lower the monthly price from $600 to $99.
My worry for the future of coupons would be that they go away.
A top Boeing executive is out after a hole was blown in the side of one of the company's 737 MAX jets mid-flight last month. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
This is the first time we've seen Boeing shuffle its leadership team since the incident, and the first executive to be departing Boeing in the wake of it.
Civil rights lawyer Ben Crump says he has new evidence in the murder of a civil rights leader.
They have been fighting to get to the truth, to finally hold NYPD and the federal agencies responsible for a conspiracy to assassinate their father, Malcolm X.
Malcolm X was shot and killed in New York City on February 21st, 1965. It's a big day in Japan, where the benchmark Nikkei 225 index has finally surpassed the record set back in 1989, before the country's financial bubble burst. Stock prices have been rising in Japan in recent months. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses during the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement Tuesday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette bounces back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After getting blown out by number one ranked UConn, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat the DePaul Blue Demons by 34 points. The final 105-71. DePaul now 0-15 in conference play. NFL, Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley today as the Packers' new defensive coordinator, replacing Joe Barry, who's now a linebackers coach with the Miami Dolphins. The Chicago Bears hiring 39-year-old Jennifer King as an assistant running backs coach. She's the first female coach ever ever hired by the Bears. King was on the Washington Commanders coaching staff last year. And the Brewers have re-signed pitcher Brandon Woodruff to the team. And they've also officially added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres. New manager Pat Murphy addressing the clubhouse in Maryvale.
I don't care about what others are saying, how much we're going to win. We're going to win this many games because of this, because of this. That's all bullcrap. Doesn't freaking matter. What matters is what? We win tonight.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight. Upper 30s by sunrise with light winds. Clouds will give way to sunshine for Thursday. Afternoon highs in the upper 40s. A little bit of light snow possible Friday, otherwise partly sunny. And upper 30s. It's 42 at our studios.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnoff issue.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the WBZH studios in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. As Terry Bell Parr said, live in downtown Hayward, here in our beautiful studios at WBZH, the Buzz of the North, joined by our producer and engineer, as always, from our worldwide headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you? It is Wednesday, the 21st of February.
Pump day!
Look at that. The camel travels with us, even to the North Woods in northern Wisconsin. How are things back home?
Doing well here. Holding down the fort in Madison at the Civic Media World headquarters.
Very good.
How are things
absolutely
in Hayward?
They are beautiful. I am happy to be here. We are going to be here the rest of the week here from our WBZH studios, just a half a block off of Main Street here in Hayward, which would normally be the finish line for the American Burr Combiner. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the American Burr Combiner, but because of weather conditions, which I think most of us across Wisconsin are talking about today, the unusually, abnormally warm temperatures, it has created quite a challenge. In fact, up until a little over a week ago, the entire thing was in doubt. But temperatures dipped at night just enough where the snowmaking equipment could work at night. And as a matter of fact, the organizers of the Burr Combiner, and let me just say, this is a community event. People from the region come together to put this on, and they are spectacular. And they have found a way to do this by joining with partners across northern Wisconsin. They've been making snow, literally trucking it in, I believe, from as far as an hour and a half, 2 hours away. And so what they're going to do, instead of normally going from Cable, Wisconsin, about 22 miles north of here, to Hayward for the Burr Combiner race, they're going to do a loop up near Cable of about 10 kilometers. So it will not actually finish here at Hayward as per usual, but still all kinds of activity here in Hayward. A lot of people, the hotels are full. As a matter of fact, I got in last night, worked on our studio here a little bit, and I thought, you know, I could go for a pizza. And a shout out to Angler's Bar and Grill, just a couple of blocks down the street here on Main Street in Hayward, Angler's Bar and Grill. Whew, fantastic pizza. And you know, they asked for the toppings. And, you know, coming from Richland Center, southwest Wisconsin, the old bowling alley there. If you're from Richland Center, one of the favorite toppings you have are ground beef and green olives. So I got myself a ground beef, green olive pizza, thin crust. Oh, my gosh, it was delicious. So I had a little bit of that last night. And so things are off to a flying start for Toddy here in Hayward.
Now you're making me hungry, although I've never had pizza with green olives on it, actually.
Really? Oh, it's fantastic. Just the right amount of salt with the cheese and the tomatoes and the ground beef. Yeah, you got to try it.
Well, I love some salt.
Absolutely. If you're going to be in the area, and for those listening on our station up here on WBZH, the Buzz of the North, it's right here. I mean, kicking things off. Starting tomorrow, the Area Lions Club, the Hayward Lions Club. I was a member of the Lions in Richland Center for years and years. I'd come home from Lions Club and my sister would say, rawr. So anyway, the Hayward Lions Club doing some great work. Starting tomorrow at 10 a.m., going until 3 in the afternoon, they're going to be serving some delicious food here near the trailhead of the Birkenbeiner food tent. Get this, Mr. Sommers. I mean, this is the real deal. German brats, $7. And for those that don't eat meat, veggie brat for $8. Hamburgers, cheeseburger, hot dog, a hot pretzel for $6. Hot chocolate, $2. You can't beat it with a stick.
Not so bad. There you go. I might have to drive up there just to get some. I mean, I'm not going to do that, but
just to maybe I'll bring you tempted. A pretzel. Maybe that will get back down to Madison. But
maybe it won't be so hot anymore. But
right, true. Warm it up or something. I'm not sure. But that's a great example, right? The Hayward Lions Club. That's one of the many community organizations here in the Hayward area that put this great international event on. As a matter of fact, I went to the local grocery store, Marketplace, I believe is what it's called. Great grocery store. Got a couple of things. And already there were people speaking in Scandinavian accents buying organic groceries. And I said, this is great. It was great. So people are already in town. They're excited about it. Obviously, a little bummed about the weather. Nothing you could do about it. But people up here have a great spirit, and they're going to make this thing happen. And we're going to be here to cover it, as we said, today, tomorrow, and Friday. And, of course, we'll be doing Up North News from here as well every morning from 6 until 8 with Greg Bach while our friend Pat Kreitlow is on vacation this week. And then coming up on Saturday, when things really start heating up, you can listen to more local coverage across the Civic Media Radio Network from 9 until 11 on Jim Santel's show, Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel, Gray, and Big G. From our Park Falls station, we'll be here in town, and they do some work also here in Hayward. So they're going to be doing a lot of person-on-the-street interviews, I believe not just from downtown here, but in Cable, and also at the trailhead where the Birkenbeiner starts up in Cable. So Gray and Big G will be live with Jim Santel, taking different types of interviews from 9 until 11 on Saturday. So again, it's what Civic Media is all about. Hometown Radio Refreshed, focusing on Wisconsin stories, things that are going well, the spirit of Wisconsin. That's what we're about, and we are proud to be here, and of course, many of our fine sponsors as well. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to have our meteorologist from Civic Media, Brittany Merlot. She is a busy individual today. She was on our show this morning, and of course, she was just on Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach. She's going to join us after the 20 after break here and talk a little bit about the El Nino. And no, you don't have to speak Spanish or be bilingual to understand the report. It's what they call this pattern that we're in here in the Midwest, where we get less snow and warmer temperatures during this El Nino pattern. And of course, it's really literally changed the way they're going to do the Birkenbeiner. So Brittany Merlot will be by to stop by and explain the science of that. And then coming up at 106 next hour, our very own Terry Barr is going to be stopping in. And of course, she does our great intros each and every show. We appreciate her. She is going to be stopping by because she also has a slice of Wisconsin history on the Birkenbeiner. You hear Terry all the time on our station. And what I think Mr. Zomers has this queued up. We're going to play one she's been running right now with the Birkenbeiner. We'll expand that next hour. But here's a little snippet from Terry Barr on a little bit of history where we are here at the 50th Annual American Birkenbeiner.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkenbeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkenbeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany?
The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fantastic. Our own Terry Barr, and she's going to be here in just under an hour to talk a little bit more expanded history of the American Birkebeiner. This was begun back in 1973 as the dream of a guy up here who is renowned, the late Tony Weiss. 34 men and one lone fantastic woman were at the starting line clad in woolen sweaters and knickers for the 50-kilometer race from the Lumberjack Bowl in Hayward to Telemark Lodge in Cable. 19 more women and juniors would ski a shorter race from Highway 00 to Telemark. Few knew they were going to make history back then in 1973, and of course it would last to 50 years. And it came close. It came close. Mother Nature was trying to stop the 50th, but the spirit of people up here in northern Wisconsin is just incredible, and they are going to put it on. 00, by the way, if you come up here to the Birkebeiner, you'll see little stickers or shirts or whatever that say 00. If you refer to that, people will think you're in the know, because, as I said, that first year back in 1973, the shorter race for women and juniors started at 00 Highway, County Highway 00, and went to Telemark. So that's where the history of the 00 there is. Events are already underway in terms of an open track day. They started a little while ago at the trailhead up in Cable, Wisconsin. And so there's an open track day today and also tomorrow, and then racing gets underway on Friday, Saturday, and the big Berkey Classic is going to get underway on Sunday at around 8 a.m. That's when the first wave starts, the 30-kilometer wave. So what they're going to do, as I said, with that, about a 10-kilometer loop. And so depending upon the race, they'll go around a certain number of times, and that will be the winner. So they'll be on snow, it'll be real snow, and it'll be groomed very nicely. That's a fascinating part as well, are all these great people that drive these kind of snow machines. I don't want to call them snow plows, but they're grooming machines to groom the trails and keep this all going. So we're going to talk to some of those people as the week progresses as well. We'll also take a look at the news going around, or the state and also the nation on this show. Some actual good news coming up. I mean, aren't we ready for some good news? President Biden announcing today more student loan debt forgiveness. We'll bring you news on that later on this hour. And in this show, we talked about it yesterday, Republican Party of Wisconsin executive director, he's resigning, stepping down. We talked about this yesterday. We'll get into details on that. Some tragic news coming out of Middleton in regards to a shooting, but Mexico, of all places, may be helping out on gun control. We'll explain. And also, a U.S.-Russian citizen is arrested for a donation of 51 books, and the legacy of Alexei Navalny. We'll talk about that on this show as well. And some great insight from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on empathy and compassion. He will tell us the best way to spot an idiot. we'll have a cut from him. And of course, your phone calls as well as we roll on here from beautiful downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to join us, talk a little Birkebeiner. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. It's a great place to do it, either iPhone or Android device. So stay tuned. On the other side, our own Brittany Merlot explaining the kooky weather for the Birkebeiner, the 50th anniversary, live from Hayward, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the 50th anniversary of the American Birkebeiner. We are our ongoing coverage here live from Hayward, Wisconsin at our downtown Hayward studios at WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Happy to be here for the rest of this week. Todd Allball along with you. Aaron Zommer is back at our world headquarters in Madison. And we are absolutely pleased to be joined by our very own Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist here on staff at Civic Media. And Brittany, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Right now, I just looked at my phone. It is a balmy and unwelcome 44 degrees right now in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Not ideal for a Birkebeiner.
No, that is not what any of Hayward or Northwest Wisconsin wants to see right now. And this is very, very abnormal and extremely warm. I mean, this is about 20 to 30 degrees above the average high temperatures for this time of year. So this isn't just a little push in the wrong direction. This is a huge shove.
So explain to us, Brittany, because as you kind of alluded to here, this is just not, it isn't like, oh, well, you had a couple of days of a spring thaw. You know, down in Madison, we had about a week where we picked up almost 20 inches of snow. But we've actually, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, had more snow in Madison than they have up here in Hayward and Ashland. So explain to us this El Nino pattern, and B, do I have to speak Spanish to understand it?
Kind of.
Really? Oh, well, no. mi español es más o menos, lo siento.
right, there you go. No, when you look at the maps and you try to understand El Nino, it does look a little Spanish out there. But what's going on and how I can just really describe it to you is picture California, the Pacific Ocean, all right? The water is warm there right now, which is above average. And when that happens, it's going to shove our jet streams away from the Midwest. So we've got a subtropical jet stream that stays further to the south. Well, it's keeping that to the south. So this brings heavy rains to Florida, right? Like we've seen. And then also it keeps the polar air, the cold vortex of bitter cold winter up into Canada. And it doesn't really allow that to wobble and shake and give us some cold snaps. Now, I was looking back at the polar vortex, and it's only wobbled three times. And those are the only three times that Hayward got any sort of snowfall this season. Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, Brittany, could this be this kind of abnormal flow of the jet stream and temperatures, the cold temperatures for winter staying well above Wisconsin into Canada? Is this part of the larger global warming picture that we've all been talking about for so very long?
Yes. So when you look back, all right, so our planet goes through waves of El Nino, La Nina, above average, below average, but these extremes are just shattering records. And this is the warmest winter that Wisconsin has ever had. So we can't even say that this is just an El Nino because we've just had a strong El Nino. We've had stronger ones in 82 and 83, 97 and 98, and 15 and 16. Now, those years didn't, the 15 and 16 didn't cancel the Berkey. The Berkey wasn't canceled until 2017. And that was only because we only had 1 week of temperatures in the 50s that melted the snow away. Yeah. So this right now is so rare and abnormal. And you can tell, like, there's something else contributing to this. This is not the normal effects of just the planet.
And you bring up a good point. We're talking to Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist here at Civic Media, because some people will say, well, you know, well, geez, you'll point to X year or a particular week and say, well, look how cold it was. Look how much snow Madison got, 20 inches this year. What are you telling me there's a global warming? You know, you have all this snow. But correct us if I'm wrong, Brittany, but, you know, sometimes the super cold or large amounts of snow are an indicator of global warming as much as weather like this.
Yes, it is. So, you know, the warmer temperatures throughout the atmosphere and the globe creates more moisture, which means more precipitation and technically more snow. And if you have warmer temperatures on top of that, the warmer they are, the closer to that 32 degree mark, you actually get that snow accumulating more rapidly and more snowfall rather than if it was 15 degrees, it's going to be that light, fluffy snow that doesn't give you as much accumulation. So, yes.
Sure. So tell us, for people that don't know, I mean, they hear you probably at the top and bottom of the hour giving our weather, doing a great job. But for those that don't know, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you got into meteorology.
Yeah, so I'm from a suburb of Chicago, not the city proper, but I love Wisconsin. I had to run away as fast as I could. I'm not a city person, sorry. So the first chance I could, I took a job in Duluth, Minnesota, and actually was the TV meteorologist for the Hayward area and Superior as well, and stayed there for 6 years, and then was in Green Bay, Wisconsin, forecasting the weather on TV for the official Packers station. So, I mean, I've just been a huge weather nerd. I kind of got into it because my family was hit by an F5 tornado when I was 5 years old. Wow. So wow. I grew up terrified of storms and tornadoes. Where was that at? That was in Illinois, Plainfield, 91. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, I mean, so. You go through a traumatic thing like that and certainly can change the course of your life. So you attribute your kind of fascination with weather and want to get into it to that tragedy your family went through.
Absolutely. I grew up terrified. I had to learn more about it and help others and warn people and keep everybody safe. And that's where that passion came from.
Well, I think it's fantastic. And I mean, how cool is it that you spent time up here working for Northern Wisconsin? So, I mean, you've seen this. Have you ever been to a Berkey proper and gone to these races?
Oh, absolutely. I went for about 6 years straight, and I was there for 2017 when they had to cancel for the second time ever. I was there. I reported on it. I saw the trails. They were icy and terrible. And yeah. I love the Berkey, though. I suggest go and bring the cowbell, guys.
I know. And you know, I was up here about a month ago scouting this out when I was in Superior, that I came down to Hayward, did a show here, and I bought myself a 50th anniversary Berkey cowbell. And it's sitting on my desk back in Madison.
Oh.
So I can't even ring my cowbell. Maybe I'll have to buy a new one. I don't know.
You do.
Are they like collector's items? Did you get like two or three? Or did you get one every year?
You know, I don't even know where you can find them. I just know that everyone had them the first year I was there. So I bought my own and joined in on the festivities.
It's a great sound. I mean, right? When the skiers are out there to kind of cheer them on and the cowbells. I went down to the Berkey headquarters right next to the Chamber of Commerce down here on Main Street when I was up here last time. And they had these cool bells. Also, here, look at this. I got myself a Berkey mug. I'm sitting here in that. And then I helped the local economy here, and I bought myself this cool, like, Scandinavian sweater directly from Scandinavia. So, you know,
I noticed that. I was like, you're looking very Northwoods, very, yes, compliments.
Well, you know, I figure I had to, you know, you gotta dress the part, right? You gotta try to blend in a little bit. And all these great skin. I went to the grocery store last night, and these guys were buying food, mostly organic food, speaking in a Scandinavian accent. And I thought, this is fantastic. International,
isn't it? Right? Yeah, the amount of people from around the world that come to small little old Hayward and just all become friends in 1 week is amazing.
And I think it's just a good indication for what we need in this world right now, regardless of sports. The fact that you can come together, people of all different beliefs, politically, religious, what have you, and come together and just have fun for a few days. I mean, that's what we need in the world, right?
I agree. We sure do.
I know Rhodes, where we did the morning show this morning, hidden for Pat Kreitler, and oddly enough, temperatures up here were below freezing, and it caused some slick roads. Now we're up to 44, so obviously that's going to go away, but can we expect more of the same in northern Wisconsin tomorrow, below freezing temperatures, or are we all good?
Oh, yeah. So after today's highs, we are going to drop a little bit below freezing into the mid-20s. I don't think we're going to see any fog pushing in, but highs into the upper 40s for tomorrow, and Friday will be below freezing into the upper 20s.
Thank you very much, Brittany Merlot. We appreciate it. We appreciate it so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Back with more from Hayward, Wisconsin after this on the American Birkenbinder 50th Anniversary, live from Hayward on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is reportedly considering signing an executive order limiting the ability of migrants to claim asylum. ACLU attorney Lee Gelernt said such an order wouldn't pass legal muster.
If the proposal is intended to ban asylum for anybody who enters between ports, that is illegal. That is what the Trump administration tried, and it was struck down by the courts.
Mr. Biden has wiped out student loan balances for about 153,000 borrowers with balances of less than $12,000.
While a college degree is still a ticket to a better life, that ticket is too expensive. And too many Americans are still saddled with unsustainable debt in exchange for a college degree.
Some diabetics paying more than $35 a month for insulin need help, says the Kaiser Family Foundation's Larry Levitt.
Exactly how much help you'll get could depend on the drug itself, on your insurance, how big your deductible is, and in some cases, even on your income.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps. He signed new legislative maps into law on Monday. Democratic law firm Elias Law Group asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to take up the congressional maps after the court ruled last year that the legislative maps were unconstitutional. The court will have to move fast as the state elections commission says new maps need to be in place by March 15th to take effect this November. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing four more of Governor Evers' appointees, Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
Governor Evers is still the governor, and he'll still be the governor next session. It's been 5 years, and I'm still waiting for all of you to get used to that.
Tuesday's firings include former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton from the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board and Tom Ames from the Natural Resources Board. I'm Nate Wuggiehout, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler with a few flurries possible. Our high 37. And then on Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go.
This
go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location here in Hayward, Wisconsin, in our studios at WBZH, Buzz of the North. Glad to have you along with us, Mr. Zommers, at the worldwide headquarters down in Madison, Wisconsin. We'll get back to the Birkenbeiner. We're up here for the 50th annual Birkenbeiner, American Birkenbeiner ski race. And next hour, our very own Terry Barr is going to stop by and talk a little bit of history of the Birkenbeiner. Of course, she is a longtime news person in her own right. And we'll ask her, did she ever cover this in her news reporting days? My gut says probably. We'll ask Terry Barr. She'll also give us a slice of Wisconsin Birkenbeiner history. And we'll talk about some of the origins. Very interesting, kind of the what people wear up here during the Birkenbeiner and the significance of the logo. All of that we'll give you in the next hour here live from Hayward, Wisconsin. Right now, I want to turn to news stories of the day. And I think that it's time to give folks a little good news. It seems like too often I'm guilty of this, as anybody else is, of just kind of griping, saying what's wrong. And I think people are anxious to hear once in a while what's going right in America. Here's a story from Politico today. President Joe Biden will announce, or is announcing, $1.2 billion of student debt relief for nearly 153,000 borrowers, and he's sending emails to make sure they know for whom to thank for it. This is fantastic because, see, this is the problem, or one of the problems, is that I hear this all the time, even from some of my more progressive Democratic friends. And again, I left the Republican Party in 2011. I consider myself an independent, although I tend to vote. I've voted a straight Democratic ticket because I think that's the only party right now that's really serious about democracy. But I hear this from my Democratic friends, who they're not particularly pumped up to vote for Joe Biden. Not all, but some. And I say, look, I'm a former Republican, for goodness sake. I'm thrilled to vote for Joe Biden. And I think that, again, we talked about this on Monday, when it came to the Burisma story about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, his son, and the Republicans, Chuck Grassley from Iowa, namely, used this and for a year pummeled Joe and Hunter Biden on this whole Burisma thing that they took bribes and on. And it came out over the weekend that the U.S. Department of Justice, after a long, lengthy investigation, interviewed this Smirnoff guy. And it turns out the whole thing was a lie. Completely made up. But we brought you the story, the analysis, of how often Fox News repeated that lie. And we did the math on it. And it turned out 7 times a day for 7 days a week for a year. Well, it's no wonder people are upset. It's no wonder people can't get along. It's no wonder people are discontented. Because they're being constantly fed lies and misinformation. That's what President Biden is up against. So I'm glad that today, as he announces this $1.2 billion in student debt relief, that he's telling people who to thank for it, right? This from Politico, the administration's latest round of loan forgiveness covers borrowers who are enrolled in Biden's new loan repayment program, initially borrowing $12,000 or less and have been repaying their debt for at least 10 years. Biden is touting the relief and his administration's broader efforts to cancel student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans during remarks today in Los Angeles, California. The White House said the event will include some of the borrowers who will benefit from the announcement, as well as those who previously had their debt canceled by Biden. Here's an important note. The administration says that it has now approved loan discharges totaling nearly $138 billion, with a B, for nearly 3.9 million borrowers through dozens of administrative actions since coming into office. How often do we hear, well, I mean, you know, Joe Biden's a nice guy, but I mean, what has he really done? You hear that. I hear that. From independents, from Republicans, but even Democrats. Helped 3.9 million borrowers either lower or get rid of their student loan debt. And this can be crippling for people. And I'm not going to name names on this, but I knew of a person several years ago who went to a law school that was not in Wisconsin and not particularly prestigious. They rank all these law schools, and I get it. Some of these rankings, you know, aren't always above board, but it gives you a general idea. And this particular law school was almost at the bottom. It was a private law school, and this individual had loans to go to this not very good law school for almost six figures, $100,000, just shy of $100,000. And when the person got out, they could not pass the Wisconsin bar to actually practice law. Now, this individual, in my opinion, was a pretty intelligent person. So you have to wonder what kind of schooling they were given at this less than above board law school. And you can say, well, that's on the individual. They should have known not to do it. But these schools sell you. Say, well, come to you. Well, it's a big marketing job, you understand. And it's not just a law school, but there are other places as well. And people extend themselves way more than they should. And then the interest compounds on these things, and you can't get out from under it. And so I agree there should be some personal responsibility here and a little bit of buyer beware. But what are we going to do with all these people who either have made the wrong choice? And it's easy, right? Hindsight's 2020. You can sit here. I can sit here as a person who doesn't have any student loan debt, you know, and say, well, you know, they should have known better. Well, that's easy for me to say. Easy for you to say. But do we want all those people just languishing and not having any financial future because of that? So I'm glad the president is stepping up and helping a lot of these people, and particularly younger voters, this is a major issue. And I've heard several times from young Democratic voters, well, Biden's not doing anything about the student loan debt. That's crap. Here it is right here. 3.9 million borrowers have been helped through dozens of administrative actions since Joe Biden came into office. $138 billion, with a B, billion dollars of relief. Helping 3.9, almost 4 million Americans. But I get it. I get it why people say, well, what has he done? Because we don't talk about it. We, and I include myself in the we, tend to talk more about the ridiculous and audacious things that Donald Trump is doing and the MAGA Republicans, rather than talking about the achievements and all the good things that Joe Biden's done. Back to the political story today. A challenge for the Biden re-election campaign and Democratic allies is making sure that the president gets credit for canceling the debt, even as the White House explores ways to further increase the number of Americans receiving loan relief. This is what it says, the email says. Congratulations. All or a portion of your federal student loans will be forgiven because you qualify for early loan forgiveness under my administration's SAVE plan. That's what the email said to those getting it yesterday and today. Biden goes on to say, I hope this relief gives you a little more breathing room. Previewing the announcement yesterday, a senior administration official told reporters that the emails are an important way to communicate with borrowers to make sure emails get opened and to raise the profile of benefits that we're offering and encourage more borrowers to take advantage of them. Have you gotten one of these letters? Have you received something from President Biden? Do you know somebody who has? Are you struggling with loan forgiveness or student loan debt? 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Mr. Somers, I can't see the screen from where I'm sitting, but give us a heads up who we got on the phone.
Yeah, it looks like we have Kurt in Madison here.
All right, sounds good. Kurt, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you being on the show. What's the...
Two things. One is you can look up almost any of the top economists online, and they will explain by relieving the debt of those who are, you know, paying the debt for their college education, how it pays itself back and then some because of the money they'll spend to buy goods. And that, again, stimulates more growth of goods. The second thing, and then I've written to my congressman about this, and I've left my comments with the White House, is that we are now to come into some very serious occupations within the health industry that they're going to be falling grossly short on, nurses being one of them. Mm-hmm. I think if Biden really wanted to do another hit out of the park, he would say, you know, here's a list of all these occupations that are in high, high demand. You go to school, you take that occupation, you meet a threshold of grades, and you'll only have to pay a small percentage of what it would cost you to get the degree. That, in turn, will also then drive the economy.
Yeah, I like that a lot, actually, Kurt. I like that. Go ahead.
So I ask everybody else to call in and propose that idea, because we've got to do something. We're going to run into some serious shortages in the very near future.
Yeah, totally agree. Thanks so much for calling, Kurt. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Do you know someone who is struggling or has struggled with student loan debt? Are you? Do you know somebody who got one of these emails from President Biden saying that all or part of this student loan debt is forgiven? Also, off the text line, remember you can text us at the Civic Media app on your Android or Apple device. This is Andrew from Maine listening in on WAUK, the Shaw, down in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Said, did I hear correctly that the recent action was for those that borrow less than $12,000 and paid on it for 10 years plus? $100 a month, that should have taken a bit over 10 years to pay off unless interest is outlandish. In some cases, it is. And most of these loans are taken out by 18 to 22-year-olds who have all the life experience to make sound financial decisions to affect the retirement years of a toddler, unquote. Well, okay, appreciate the text there, Andrew. And Andrew kind of gets to the point there, maybe a little bit of sarcasm, tongue-in-cheek, which is fine. We appreciate sarcasm. But I think you're right that not everyone is born with a silver spoon in their mouth. I mean, the only way I went to college was my parents were divorced, didn't have much money. And so I got my parents, though they did save up and they paid what they could, which was substantial, by the way, and sacrificed for me and my sister. But I also had to get Pell grants to go to college. And I also did some student work as well, some work on campus. And so it was a joint thing. I was fortunate enough, primarily because of the Pell grants and my parents, that I left college without any debt. But I'm fortunate. There are a lot of people who, as the caller pointed out earlier, want to go to college, and maybe they're not making the right decision, you know, at the time to take out the debt, but they do it anyway at 18, 19, and then they're stuck with these thousands of dollars in debt. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Mike in Kenosha, WRJN, our great station down there in Racine, Kenosha. Mike in Kenosha, thanks for calling in. What say you?
I'm enjoying a beautiful day. Thanks for taking my call. You know, back when Lincoln created the land-grant colleges, as I recall, 70 or 80 of our universities, including the University of Wisconsin-Madison, accepted millions and millions of acres of land for free with the agreement that, as a result, they would keep higher education as free or close to free as possible. And I'm just curious, you know, if you guys are aware of that, first of all. Secondly, you know, today I think Madison, in most of these universities, even here in Kenosha with Carthage, you know, they have...
Hey, Mike, I got to do a little business. Don't go anywhere, Mike. Please stay on the line. We'll be back in 1 minute. Mike on the other side. More calls after this. It's the Todd Allball Show on location in Hayward, Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location here at WBZH, the Buzz of the North, in our studios in Hayward, Wisconsin. We're here for the American Birkebeiner. We'll have more on that in hour two. Coming up, Terry Barr after the top of the hour news. Right now, we're talking about this news from Politico and other sources. President Joe Biden announcing today $1.2 billion, with a B, of student debt relief for 153,000 borrowers. So far in his administration, almost 4 million people have been affected positively by help with their student loan debt. We are talking about it. Before we had to step away for a moment, Mike from Kenosha was talking to us there. And Mike, sorry about that, just had to step away for a minute. Yeah, but yes, number one, I am aware of the land-grant universities. The University of Wisconsin-Madison is one. And ironically, land-grant university act was signed into law by the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln. You know, that's the irony versus Republicans today. But go ahead with your second point.
Well, yeah. So, and the second point was, so not only did all these colleges sign off to get millions and millions and millions of acres to sell later on as they deemed appropriate, but now, you know, we've also got huge endowments that are owned by these universities. And it looks like to me, at least from an outsider's perspective, that the whole thing is been run amok. It used to be, again, education was going to be as close to free as possible, to now it appears that education is one big, huge profit center. When they can keep millions and millions of dollars in endowments and yet, cut programs and services. I don't know. It seems like it's run amok. What do you think?
No, I totally agree. And thanks for the call, Mike, from Kenosha. No, I mean, we've been doing shows about this for over a year, University of Wisconsin system. And they're literally closing campuses in Richland Center, Washington County, Fond du Lac, Marinette. And I'm telling you, there's more to come. You could bet on that. There's more to come in closures in higher ed, public higher ed in the state. And meanwhile, Republicans are sitting on $4 billion of a state surplus in Madison. And rather than put it into public education, K through 12, and also public universities, they want to write checks to everybody for $150 or $175 bucks or whatever, to ingratiate, to literally try to buy your votes in November, because, you know, they don't have any other ideas. And they're scared crapless, because at the top of the ticket is going to be insurrectionist Donald Trump. We'll get more into that in the second hour. 844-967-2789. Let's go to another Mike. This one in Racine. Oh, Mike had dropped off. Mike and Racine. All right. Well,
if you want to call back, feel free to call back.
Yeah, absolutely. Feel free to call back. But Mike and Kenosha is absolutely right that there has been a lack of investment in education. And again, to his point about affordability, he's absolutely right with the University of Wisconsin-Madison is a land-grant university. And he's right. In exchange for all this free land at the time it was established, they were supposed to offer nearly free or very affordable education, and thus was the root of the Wisconsin idea, which says that the borders of our state are the borders of our university. That's where that came from, that we wanted to make affordable, quality higher education to people across the state. And now yesterday, legislature just passed, as part of this whole agreement with Robin Voss in the assembly and Jay Rothman, the president of the UW system, on the diversity, equity, and inclusion and cutting only 30 or so or those positions to get that done and to get the pay raises for UW employees, get that, you know, out of the gridlock. The Republicans did agree to, they voted yesterday, Senate at least yesterday voted to approve the new engineering building at the UW-Madison campus, but they also approved this bill stating at Madison, they now have to accept the top 5% of all high school graduates in Wisconsin, and the rest of the 4 years have to accept the top 10%. And that's great. I actually support that accessibility, but here's what they're not telling you. The reason that in particular Madison has not been accepting as many or has been tougher to get in if you're a Wisconsin kid or person is because it's more lucrative for them to accept international students. And so they've been doing a lot of marketing and promotion. I'm being a bit cynical, but not so much out of the goodness of their heart, but out of survival, because they make a lot more money on foreign tuition than they do on in-state or U.S. tuition. And so if they recruit more international students, it helps their bottom line because they know they're against the odds when it comes to the Board of Regents and the University of Wisconsin system, President Jay Rothman, and the Republicans in the legislature who want to continually cut programs. That's why they've cut or made it harder to be enrolled if you're a Wisconsin person. Now, at least with this legislation, it'll make it a bit easier. But you notice that the Republicans didn't then attach to that the revenue that the university is going to lose by not being able to admit as many international students. You kind of have to step back and get the whole picture on this, right? There's always more that meets the eye on these things. If I didn't learn anything else in my 25 years plus of government, it's that. There is, generally speaking, always more that meets the eye. 844-967-2789. I would love to hear from you before the top of the hour here. Also, the text line on your Civic Media app available at your Android or Apple device. And you come up here to northern Wisconsin, and we talk about this all the time. There are more things that unite us than divide us. And people up here are just looking to make a living. They're just looking to improve themselves. And you could go up to, I was just up there a month ago, to UW-Superior, great university, bringing higher, remember Arnold Schwarzenegger went to UW-Superior. A lot of people forget that. They think it's a joke. It's not. Wouldn't it be great if Schwarzenegger came back and gave like the commencement speech?
That'd be great. That would be great.
But I mean, we were down in Wausau, Bull Falls Radio last month as well, talking to the chancellor at UW-Marathon County or Stevens Point, Wausau, and Marshfield. Education is so important to all parts of our state. So too is the Birkenbeiner. We're going to have some fun with Terry Barr on the other side and more news for you here on location in Hayward, Wisconsin. It's the Todd Allball Show in Civic Media. Look
Transformers!
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Thursday on Matt Nair On Air, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us for a public service announcement. Then we talk sports with Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe. Hope you'll join us.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes.
Join your home for the Packers. 1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.